scheduling your day to reflect your goals and priorities. Part 3. Understand your rhythm. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan from Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, I had a workshop attendee ask me this one day. Do you think that if I buy a bunch of watches, I'll have more time? Now, he really wasn't serious, but I think he wished it would work. Making time really isn't possible. There will always be 24 hours in a day, at least until someone masters time travel. So in the meantime, here are some thoughts on how to schedule your day. Once you understand your priorities and your goals, and make sure that those goals are aligned to the priorities, scheduling becomes a bit easier. Understand your rhythm. What are my high and low points in a day? Before putting anything on your schedule, understand your high and your low points. When are you the most energetic in a day? Is it early or is it late or somewhere in the middle? When are you slumped? When are you the least focused and maybe a little tired? Know those times and it'll make a big difference for you. So how do I use this information? Well, as you schedule what you need to get done, those things that match your priorities and goals, make sure that you schedule them during a time that works for the way that you work. If you're more alert during the early morning and more creative mid-afternoon, then schedule the tasks that need to be accomplished to match that rhythm. So why is this important? Well, it's important because no matter what you pack your day or how much you pack into your day, if it's not corresponding to your best time of day, you'll get less done. In those instances where I've tried to do analytical thinking in the morning or anything that's creative, it just hasn't gone really well. It takes longer and the results aren't as good. I know that my most creative time of the day is in late afternoon, so I schedule my time accordingly. How does this tie to priorities? Well, by accurately scheduling the important things into your day, you're able to get the most important things accomplished well and on time. So what have you learned about your body rhythm that you have used to your advantage? What time management tips do you have for everybody else? I'd love to hear from you, so please share your comments. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And I'd love it if you'd come by productiveandorganized.net and join in the conversation there too. Productiveandorganized.net. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. And to your success.